Good morning, Dr. Gary on the road. We are in Ireland now, visiting dental offices and seeing what it's like out here in comparison to the USA. And this is quite interesting. We have some stories to tell. We are nationwide, dental brokers nationwide, and maybe someday worldwide. But it's interesting what we found out here. Anyway, we're now doing this for 12 years, and we have 10 employees. We're continuing to expand. We've never been in the foreign country yet doing this, but we're beginning to explore Europe and in Canada also. So we hope to bring you along. We're on the coast of Ireland now, outside of Killarney. We were in Dublin earlier. And we went to Dingle today too. Beautiful, beautiful countryside, just amazing. So once again, we're available to you 24/7, basically 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. every day, East Coast time. And we are working every day except Christmas and Easter. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not business or legal advice. Our website is Dental Practice Guide. The name of our company is Nationwide Dental Practice Brokers, also Healthcare Practice Sales, LLC. Our phone number is 201-663-0935 in the USA. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com. We often work with a lot of the DSOs. If you're interested, they will pay our commission, and we will bring them in if we feel it's inappropriate. But they'll pay our commission, and sometimes we can get your legal fees reimbursed also. We've done that in the past. So interesting story. Today's topic is similar issues and problems that occur even in Europe with putting dental deals together. Now, specifically, one that happened here in Ireland, which I monitored and found out about, is there were three buyers involved in trying to pursue one practice. And all three of them were going through the steps of the proper due diligence and so forth, and getting the records and reviewing information, doing the demographic studies, etc., about the practices. You know, normally the same that you would do in the States. You have to gather data. And since many of the doctors here also have their records on computer, it's easy to analyze all the data. But the issue is, especially on this deal I was being informed, it took them so long to begin to continue to review and check and had their financial advisors review the records and the documents. It just took them so long to do that. There was three of them now. Finally, one of them stepped forward and put in an offer. In the States, we'd call it a letter of intent. And they put the offer in, and I think we're very close, and we're probably going to be accepted with some negotiation. Same it's done in the States. A letter of intent is issued, or an offer is issued. The buyer and the seller go back and forth through the intermediaries, a dental broker, and or their respective legal counsel, and they put a deal together and move forward. Now, when I informed the other two buyers that we do have a letter of intent, we keep the dollar amount confidential, of course. We said, you know, it may be time for you to put an offer in too, if you think you want to do that, because we're going to move ahead with the other party unless we hear from you. Again, we don't give them the dollar amount that the offer was. We keep that confidential. And their responses were, well, we're not ready. And even in Ireland, it's the same issue. They weren't ready to make an offer. They said, we have to continue more of our study and review of the records. And I said, well, you're certainly entitled to that, but the deal is moving on. Perhaps it's an idea to get the best approximation you can of what you think the practice is worth and put something forward, because soon you won't have an opportunity and you'll be locked out because we're going to move ahead with the other party. So the same issues happen in the States as it has in here in Europe. You have two buyers dragging their feet, just taking too long to put things together. Now, they're entitled to take as much time as they want, but, you know, they're going to miss the deal as they do their extensive research. They're going to miss the opportunity to purchase this practice. So we'll have to see what happens. I'll be leaving Ireland soon and I'll track the results. But similar issues happen in the States as they do it overseas. That's really the topic of today. The same problems that we have in the States are here in Europe too. A buyer is taking sometimes a bit too long to make up their mind. Another buyer comes in and grabs everything. And that the buyer that put the offer of intent in, or what just an offer they call here, he could still proceed forward and do some more research on the practice and put it together. You can wait on some of the, so to speak, due diligence until after you make the letter of intent. You gather all the information you can ahead of time, and then you can continue your research later. A letter of intent or an offer is really a non-binding type of thing, just like when you're purchasing a home or something. It's a first offer. So let's see what happens from here. We'll track it and let you know. Anyway, we're signing off now. Remember, if you want to sell to in the States, if you want to sell to a DSO, we'll often pay our commission. Now, here in Europe, DSOs are coming along. Very slow, but they are coming along. Of course, we're in Ireland. Also in Canada, we helped to go to Canada at one point too. It's easier to create a DSO in Europe with less regulations here in Ireland than it is in the States. And also Canada is coming along. But they're slower to adapt to the DSO model here than we are in the States. So, just information, we have some beautiful scenery coming here. Please take a look at everything. I'll do a scan of everything out here for you. It is just gorgeous. So come and visit it sometime. Ireland is a beautiful country. Bye now.